Uberlito, number 11 of 2004, July 12th. And the date is, who knows? Oh, Monday. Monday. You know what I would really like right now is a Snickers bar. Ah, yes. 4:45 a.m. And you know what would be really good? It's a goddamn Snickers bar. Yeah. And maybe, I don't know, let's go with a Red Bull. Even though I wouldn't ever pay for Red Bull, because it's just, let's take regular pop, make it all sour and shitty, and add a bunch of caffeine, and charge like 10 times the price. Not seeing the appeal there. Not seeing it. There's always the alternative of the Monster Energy drink, which you get, I believe it's twice the caffeinated goodness. And I actually, one day, it was a very faithful and righteous and awesome-tastic day. I went to a gas station and I got, for $2, I got two Monster Energy drinks. And they weren't really that good. But you know what? They had caffeine in them. Because caffeine's cool. Even though caffeine doesn't do anything for me. Does not do a damn thing. But I guess I'm kind of a geekish type person, so I gotta say, caffeine's all cool. I drink caffeine all the time. I like my pop. Reality is I don't really like pop that much. I like the occasional energy drink, if it's free or low cost. But I generally drink water and juice. I used to be a heavy pop drinker. Then I stopped. But you know what would be really good? Right now? On this fine day of Monday? July 12th? Is a Pepsi. A nice tasty cold Pepsi. Carbonated, sugary, and black. I don't see the appeal there. Since when do we drink things as black? Really, maybe coffee, but coffee's stupid. Only stupid people drink coffee. But when I want to be refreshed and drink something cold, and let's have this weird black caramely substance. I don't know. I want something cool and refreshing. Like, Red Bull. Except no, though, because they're not really that good. I kid though. Pepsi is actually pretty good. Except for, it has one downfall. One thing that just doesn't let it measure up. And that is that it's not very good. Not very good at all. Sprite, on the other hand, is not good either. So now we have a question. A conundrum, if you will. Where's my goddamn Snickers bar? And not only that, where are my goddamn Frito-Lay's potato chips? If you could call them potato chips. What really would you call a Frito potato chip anyways? It's this long, kind of puffy strip of something with some sort of salty flavoring added on. You really can't define Fritos. Try it. You can. It's not really a potato chip. According to some random Slashdot article, now DNS, the protocol we all love and know. Usually when you register a domain name and you want to point it someplace to your host DNS server, it takes a couple days for your domain name to actually point someplace. But guess what? Guess what? Now, instead of 2 days, it takes, it's going to take around 5 minutes. Yes, about 5 minutes. Now, I agree with a random slash dot commenter in that, yeah, this is cool, but nothing can really make up for Sightfinder. If you don't remember Sightfinder, Sightfinder was a big pile of shit. Here's the situation if you don't remember. Sightfinder was a product of VeriSign. VeriSign controls all the domain registrations, at least in the United States. I don't, maybe the world, I don't know. Maybe the whole entire web. I don't know. But the thing is they have government-sanctioned total monopoly, such as the post office. And VeriSign is like, we're big evil fucknuts. We got all this power. We have basically the whole entire internet in the palm of our hands. How are we going to piss everybody off? I don't know. I know. Every single time a bad DNS query is sent, let's say somebody types in just random characters, some 3-year-old gets on a keyboard and goes blah blah blah.com. Instead of you just getting a page not found error, you now get Sightfinder, which is an ad-supported search service that is designed to make VeriSign a bunch of money. You know when you go to, you type a URL in wrong, and it goes to this sponsored page where it's the best of the web and all these different links, and basically the same exact thing, except this is the whole entire goddamn internet. Thankfully, though, they stopped a while ago. Why am I bringing this up? I don't know. It just needed to be said. It was a piece of history that people have forgotten about. Yeah, VeriSign's being all cool and giving us this 5-minute update thing, but what they did was inexcusable. They shall be dealt with by sending them emails with naughty words in them and distributed denial of service tax that don't do anything. Then we will fight the man. We will put control back into the people. Something or other. Another news story about the MPAA. Something about piracy. Don't know what else. But comes with the topic. Why is everybody so hard on the MPAA, which is the Motion Picture Association of America, and the RIAA? They're just a couple small little organizations just trying to get by, just making a few bucks. I'm sure RIAA is just a old couple. Could be any of our grandma or grandpas, just sitting on the farm, producing music, trying to give it to the world. Same thing with the MPAA. They're just poor people, just trying to get by, and everybody's just pirating them. And they've had to take their hard-earned money and put commercials in the movie theaters, pleading with you to stop. Can we just let this end? This has been Uber Little, number 11. 11! Music was, oh god, what was it? The song was by somebody called Cassandra Sterling. The song's called Don't Get Me Wrong. This is a good song. I only got a little bit of beef with it. It's just kind of a fun song. My only beef with it is that it was obviously made with Fruity Loops. If anybody that's ever played with Fruity Loops can recognize right off that the little sound effect is totally from the sound editing program Fruity Loops. But I can forgive him for that. And the only other gripe I have is it's so goddamn repetitive. It's one of those songs where you're listening to it, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to fast forward, you know, towards the end. And it's the same exact thing it was saying before you fast forward. It's repetitive, but it's fun. It's a fun song. Worth a listen. Got it off of downloads or something, rather, maybe MP3. No, music. Downloads.com. Oh, and before I wrap up the show, I have a really cool email from El Gordo Uno. It's entitled, "Dear Mr. Kizzle, Midnight brought to my attention not long ago a show that blew me out of my chair and across the room, through a wall, over my yard, and onto my cat with amazing leetness. Scratch that, it's Uber leetness. And that show, Mr. Kizzle, was, of course, Uber Leto Radio. Sure, other radio shows have content, but Uber Leto gives me something those other shows can't. Long tire ads, or tree ads, maybe it was? I'm going to say tree ads. On just about anything you can think of. While those other shows may be informative, your show makes me laugh. And for that, I thank you, El Gordo Uno. Word to you. That's one of the coolest emails I've gotten. And that ends the show. Goodbye, everybody. Behind enemy lines, trying to grind, colorblind to the green, what's the American dream? Schemes of plot, you get popped to reach the top. Mediocre in between, yeah, you could get squashed. These cops like mafia, the face on a poster. Wanted by CI, fuck you, B.I. Get ditched in the swamp, sprayed with a pump. With your luck found bottom of the fuck I want. This is hard, but it's real life, far-fetched, but in sight. You stretch, we connect, and everything be alright. Forgive, don't forget, don't get on my bass. I've been through so much shit, starting to feel like an outhouse. Life's a bitch, but I deal with it somehow. Handle your problems, get through them, don't stress out. Execute, don't quit, show enough for cash route. Since you got me wrong, I'm about to fall out. I am looking for a kiosk, cause my repair.